A cyberspace devotee, Lalita from Malaysia, asks, if someone is initiated by a guru and is following a certain tradition, but what if they are drawn to another tradition, such as a Hindu initiate drawn to the Sufi tradition, and enjoy their mantras even better? What effect does this have? We're very glad you asked this question about initiation, because we want to correct the modern idea of initiation. Many people think that initiation is like a graduation, the end of study. Not true. Initiation is the beginning of study, the beginning of sadhana, the beginning of learning. Therefore, think well before you become initiated, because your loyalty is expected and you are expected to adhere to the teachings of the sampradaya, of the lineage, into which you are initiated. This does not mean you can't attend temples of other religious activities, such as festivals occasionally, or listen to music or chants occasionally, but it should be minimized so that your focus and concentration is upon what you were initiated into, because you are expected to advance on the path of that particular lineage. A cyberspace cadet read all four Harry Potter's books and wants to know how carefully we should guide children in reading books that promote magic through mental, psychic means, doing harm to others, moving objects, etc.
Harry Potter, okay.
The parents are the first guru of the children. And unless the children are raised properly, they will never come to the second guru. I take second place to the parents. I'm the traditional guru of many, many families. And they are the first guru of their children. But quite often, their children don't come to the second guru for anything but wander off into the world, to the guru of the world, Vishva Guru Maharaj. This is because the first guru, the parents, have not done their job well. They did not supervise what went into the minds of their children. They either trained them to be killers by giving them killer games, they trained them to be mystically inclined and hurt others with their minds by reading the Harry Potter books. They trained them in many things that have nothing to do with how the parents have been trained. Or they neglected the training totally. So in answer to your question, yes, of course, the parents should supervise everything the children read and take into their mind and everything the children do, because that's why they were born into your family. The first guru are the parents, and their home is the school of learning.